Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What are your expectations for the offensive line this year without Bakhtiari and Jenkins for at least the first couple of games? I'm not sure when Bakhtiari gets back out on the field. So just looking at it right now, this is what they got on that initial depth chart we took a look at the other day. Yosh Nijman is going to play left tackle, John Runyon at left guard, Josh Myers center, Jake Hansen at right guard, and right tackle Royce Newman. Now, Ryan Wood tweets out that the other day, that's how it lined up, with Newman at tackle and Hansen at right guard. But he also said that they looked at a look with the ones for a little bit with Zach Tom at right tackle and Newman kicked back in to guard. So is there a preference you'd have on that?
Listen, Newman's a guard.
That's what I'm saying.
We're in the studio. But I'm just saying, he struggled at times, but for the most part, he was really developing. You have to feel good about, if you're Goody, feel good about, you got, Runyon has really been on the fast track. He's almost like you've taken everything off of, he's a vet now.
Yeah.
And when Jenkins get back later in the year, if you can keep developing him as a guard, those are your two guards. That's probably why they kicked Newman out to tackle sooner or later. But as you pointed out, which was amazing, I didn't even think about it, Mercedes Lewis starting a tight end, that means he'll be next to who they think needs to help.
Yeah.
So they may put him next to Newman. But these coaches, man, these guys, because you got to recommend your top five. Say, we think we should do this. This is how we should do it. But this is what preseason is for. And to be honest with you, Kyle Shanahan and his guy, they don't blitz a lot. They just rush four. And they just play coverage. I mean, I have a lot of respect. Their middle linebacker is not better than mine. But Fred Warner, he's one of the top three linebackers.
Yeah,
I'm saying
no doubt.
Brains-wise. He's got smart, man. Now, 59 is, you know, platinum. But they got a linebacker that if they just rush four, they feel good about stopping any run and pass. But the problem is they got a lot of pressure with Bosa and Armstead and those guys, and they were able to get pressure with four and sack Aaron Rodgers five times. Now, who they're going to put in front of Jordan Love on Friday and just tell Jordan Love, hey, we're going to do a lot of play action to make sure the offensive line, so he don't have to sit back there and throw the ball 25 times in a preseason game. But he's going to have to throw it straight drop back, but it should be through play action. Okay? Play action to me always gave me heartburn because I got a guess now. Then I said, you know what? I'll just read my keys to Dick Geron. This is my defensive back coach. And so was Ed Donatell, who's the coordinator in Minnesota. The hard thing about a safety, you got to guess. And I would think Aaron Rodgers, okay, you weren't born, but Steve DeBerg was the platinum gold standard for play action. You never knew when he had the ball. If you're in your 50s and 60s, you know DeBerg. He would put the ball in the belly of the running back. And the guy's running, and he would pull it. This is way before riding the side stuff. He would pull it, and the post is wide open because the safety's flying up there. Aaron Rodgers, top 10 of all time in ball handling. Like, you know, fakes and going through fakes. People don't watch it because they're watching, you know, Aaron Jones or A.J. Dillon running. But Aaron Rodgers is fantastic. That's why Jordy Nelson, later in his career, he was one of the top play action wide receivers.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
He had like 15 touchdowns, 1,500 yards, 100
yeah,
catches.
My cousin and I always used to joke that you knew what was happening. If Rodgers won the play action, bootleg out to the right, you know Jordy's down there somewhere.
Jordy is already behind. He's made his second move to get behind the safety. And who I think Packer Hall of Famer this year, Greg Jennings, he was like that. Off of play action, you make a second move. If I'm Christian Watson, those are the films I'm watching. That helps the offensive line, Toby. That helps me because I don't have to sit back and do a pass blocking all the time. The linemen got to stop because if they keep running, the running back may run right past. I remember Warren Sapp, we had a conversation about that this weekend about how do you stop play action, how hard it is if the quarterback can carry his fakes out. But if the quarterback is lackadaisical with the ball, he's not really carrying out his fakes. It's easy to kind of pick it up because I look at the linemen. If they're leaning, it's running. If they're back on their heels, it's pass. So what LaFleur has to do is understand the play in the playbook. We got to understand that every time we do a play, we got to have some kind of movement. You just can't come line up. If an offense came out of the huddle and never motion or shifts, we got you. You've done. But defensive guys, I wouldn't say smart. I wouldn't do that. But we're so aggressive. But sometimes we aren't real smart because we just want to hit something.
Well, and that's part of LaFleur's offense is that pre-snap motion.
You got to have it. Mm-hmm. You got to have somebody, a jet sweep or something, because a defensive back, if you make a linebacker think, okay, they just changed the strength. Every time a guy moves, the strength goes from strong to weak. Now I got to see if my brother on the other side, did he get the call? They won't get the call. Somebody's going to be wide open. So don't just come out of the huddle and just stop and take off. You do it a little bit, but if you look at the Rams, if you look at San Francisco, they got a lot of movement, man. You got to really think who got the ball. Next thing you know, you got a guy behind you, behind the coverage. The offensive line, the guys who are the most athletic, that's what it seems like. Notch is pretty athletic, and so is Newman. The interior don't necessarily have to be. That can help with pass rush.
Well, and I think that's going to be interesting, too, what they end up deciding on that right side. They're going to help him out as much as they can. I think Matt LaFleur is going to do as good a job as he possibly can. Aaron Rodgers is going to get the ball out quick. They're going to do as much as they can. But that decision on who they're going to put at tackle and guard on the right side is interesting to me, because if you move Newman out to tackle, he's good at guard. I know that. Good, I know he's a good guard.
And he got experience at it as a rookie.
If I move him out to tackle, am I diminishing his value to the point that I'm making two weak spots on the right side as opposed to having at least a strong spot? You know what I'm saying?
I
don't know if I want to do that. I might put Zach Tom out there and try it out at first. If necessary, and you got to put Newman to tackle, that's fine. But, I mean, that's what preseason's for here. You get to see these guys. And that's something that, you know, I pointed out with you and Gary the other day is they have plenty of guys that played tackle in college. Zach Tom played tackle in college. Mm-hmm. He also played center in college.
Oh, boy.
You got Sean Ryan. He played tackle in college, I think, through his entire career out there. So you've got guys that do that, but they project more on the inside. Whereas Newman's been a guard at the NFL level. Do I just try and maybe put one of these rookies at right tackle and try it out? And I think this is why it makes it so important to get Jenkins back as quickly as possible, man.
Yeah. Yeah, they were doing their paintball thing, and you saw Jenkins out there. You see guys out there when they do these organized team activities, which were phenomenal. We used to love doing it. We'll talk about that maybe in the third hour, about coaches, how they get team concept. But the one thing that Jordan Love can really learn from Aaron Rodgers is just go over there and ask him, how are you such a platinum hard count quarterback? That's a weapon. Big Dog hated it. Reggie White did not like, and neither did I, because I'm coming up blitzing, and Steve Young would get into his cadence, and he'll get into this long. I said, oh, man, he knows I'm coming. Now, you can get us to jump, because remember, I told you, we're aggressive. So with a pass rush, use your hard count, but you got to break the huddle quick enough to give you 10 seconds
to go through it. That's going
to
be something that's different, too, because he's also probably going to have to do a little more at the line of scrimmage, I would think, this year.
Yeah, so even if it's dummy stuff, any kind of movement, defenses don't like that. They don't like it.
And Rodgers in the past has been one that gets up to the line of scrimmage and everyone's set with about five.
Yeah.
I think they're going to have to change that.
See, he got to go through all of that, and he got to see when guys are – when give me a call when they're changing, substituting, I'm ready to go. Let's go. I'm going to throw it deep so I can get me five and get a free play. Jordan Love got to do all that. But Aaron Rodgers is a master, man. This guy catch 15 people out there all the time. Because if he keeps his same formation out there, the same personnel, he'll tell everybody, listen, if they change, we going now. Because sometimes you get off the ground, you're just kind of thinking that, okay. No, I'm looking like we can keep our same formation, same everything, but I need who's ever out at wide receiver, I need you to take off. That was the MVS. Not so much Devontae. You need your fast guy to always be alert. I need you to be alert. Don't just come back to the huddle. I'm going to give you a call. Go line up, and we got to get the referee out the way because we didn't change. They ain't supposed to change. Mm-hmm. But if we change, we got to give them a chance to change. But we didn't change. They're changing. So the ref got to move. So before the game, LaFleur tell the ref, hey, man, listen, fire. When you hit fire, man, you got to move because we didn't substitute. They are substituting. We're trying to catch them. So the ref got it in his head now. Because the other coach be like, hey, they got to give us time. No, we don't, because we did not substitute. Mm-hmm. That goes into quarterback and Aaron Jones. Sometimes running backs, because the quarterback's been talking to the head coach, hey, we got to go. Defense is running. You get a guy, you got a free play, throw it deep. If it happens, it happens. It doesn't. All of that can help the lineman. The lineman got to get off the ground and get set when they hear that call. Just line up and get set and hold it. And then if they do, say they do get the guy off, I'm going to do a hard count. Or I'm going first down. Aaron Rodgers had these defenses confused. They don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Jordan Love got to do that. And that's what Tom Clemens kind of go through with him. But he can get it from Aaron Rodgers. Just go over there and just say, man, how you? And Aaron Rodgers will tell him in a conversation, this is how you do it. But they got to get your cadence. It's going to be different than mine. You got a different voice. You may want to think of a different animal. You know, sometimes you think of animals, colors, food, whatever. What's your favorite food? Okay, it's pasta. On defense, it's pasta. If somebody did like a bunch, we pasta. We knew what to do. If it was hurry up, and we need a color or a call that everybody knows so nobody would get caught slipping. And that's why we were the number one defense.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.